How smart are you? Do you think you're so smart? This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. How smart are you? Do you think you're really so smart? Well, we are. We are specially smart. And the smarter we think we are, the smarter we are. No, it's not a matter that we're smart and better than somebody else, but we're smart because we're thinking that we're smart. And we know that we know. And when we know that we know and we think we're smart, we are. Now, the last couple of days, the girls here on campus, the monks, have been saying to themselves, well, we're going to take a trip up to the city, and so we'd like nice weather. We'd like nice weather. Well, now, the weather forecast was variable, and it was not very definite, and of course it hadn't come out yet as far as what it was, because we didn't know exactly what it was going to be yet. But the persistent thought by Ellen was that we're going to have a nice day to drive up to L.A. and a nice day for it. But because there had been rain forecasted for various parts of the week and things like that. Well, it was interesting to look at the forecast on our iPhone. And as I looked at it, I said, Monday rain, Tuesday dry, sunny, Wednesday rain, Thursday dry, sunny, Friday rain, and then and how interesting it is, so variable like that. Now, then Thursday was the day that they wanted it to be a lovely day. They wanted it to be a lovely day so that they could drive up to L.A. and just have a good day to play. Well, they did, and they do, and they are. Now, the clouds were very rainy yesterday, and in the morning the moisture was very thick in the air, and yet Ellen remained strong in the thought that it is a lovely day. It is a lovely day because I've created that way. I've created that day that way, and that's the way it is. And she was persistent, and she was consistent. And she wouldn't allow any thought from anybody, even from the weather reports, make her feel not. Now, there are days that it's sunny, and days that it's cloudy, and days that it's rainy, and days that it's not. Now, why not the day that she wants it to be sunny, that it's sunny? Well, you say, you can't control the weather like that. You can't control Mother Nature. You can't control this world like that. And I say to you, oh, yes, we can, and we do it all the time. All of the weather is a metaphysical expression of what the attitudes are of the people on Earth. When the people want rain, they think rain. Now, do you think it's a chance experience that we have rain at certain times of the year, and that we have floods at certain times of the year, and that we have hurricanes and tornadoes and violent activities within the air at certain times, and other times it's just a peaceful Indian summer, a peaceful summer's day? Do you think that that's just by chance? Not at all. That's by our thought. That's by the race consciousness thought, the thoughts of all the people. And what develops the thoughts of all the people? Well, a large measure are the weather reports. A large measure are the meteorologists. They say, well, we can't do anything about it. We just report the weather. We just tell you how it's happening and what's going on. Oh, yeah, that's right. And they tell you it's going to be a certain way, and then it isn't that way. Now, why isn't it the way that they say it's going to be? And it isn't the way they say it's going to be because there are a group of people who want it differently. A group of people who are thinking about the weather differently, and they're experiencing it differently. Now, we can say that that's a lot of balderdash. We can say that's not correct, that that is certainly a false way to look at anything, but it's not. It is truly how it happens. Thoughts are things, and the world is made up of our thoughts. Now you say, well, I'd like to have it sunny wherever I am. Do you really believe it can be that way? Do you really believe that you can have it sunny wherever you are? Well, it'd be kind of nice. There you are. You doubt. Your answer is yes or no. And if your answer is yes, then that's the way it is. If your answer is no, then that's the way it is. Now, how do you want it? Do you want it to be something that is not pleasant? Do you want it to be something that is pleasant? What do you call pleasant? Do you think floods are a good thing? They're silly, very silly. The rain should always be in moderate amounts. It doesn't matter to the sky how much water it drops down. It only matters to us on earth how much water we receive. Now, it's up to us to start saying how much we want. How much water do we want? We just know all is in moderation. And if our life is in moderation, if our thought is in moderation, if our rain is in moderation, if everything is in moderation, that's the greatest thing. I tell everyone who comes to the monastery and who wants to do any cooking at all, I say, we turn moderate heat on. We don't turn the high heat. We don't turn the low heat. We turn moderate. Now, you can use high heat or low heat for a specific thing, but not for general cooking. For general cooking, we use moderate. Well, it takes longer. That's right. And it gets cooked more thoroughly, more beautifully, more wonderfully, so that everything is just wonderful. You talk to a French chef, for instance, and the French chef will say, and you just put little bits of butter on so it dances across the meat, and you drop a little bit of this here so that some of the spices just dance across the meat, and when the meat is cooked, it is just ooh la la, you know. Now, why is it that the French have such good cooking? Because they put so much love into it. They put so much care into it. They expect the food to taste like something very, very, very special. Ambition rich, a little bit rich, but very special. Now, could you and your family create a world of harmony? Could you and your family create a world that you have sunshine when you want it, and you have a little rain when you want it, and you have whatever you want? Do you sometimes think it would be kind of nice to take the hose and squirt the tree and wash off the dust from the leaves on the tree? Well, sometimes Mother Nature can do that for you. She can give you just a spattering of rain to wash off the leaves and the flowers and the plants and the grass and everything, and let the chlorophyll be more reticent, more able to receive the benefits of the sun. Well, we live in such a wonderful world. It is filled with such wonderful possibilities, and we can do anything we want to do. For truly, our thoughts are things. Do you think you could have a wonderful sunny day if you want it? Do you think you could have a wonderful rainy day if you want it? What do you want? What do you want? When people see the first snow, it's always such a joyous experience. People want to run outside and stick their tongues out and receive the drops of snowflakes on their tongue and think to themselves how wonderful that is. It's really quite exceptional. Anything we want in life is ours if we will place the right thoughts in motion to accomplish it. And we can accomplish it. But it's up to us whether we are sincere or not. Because a little bit of doubt will just stop it right away. It doesn't have to be a big doubt. It doesn't have to be an earth-shaking doubt, but just a doubt. Thinking that perhaps it won't work. And lo and behold, it doesn't work. Now, if you have a doubt, and then you wonder why things don't work out, remember, it's your doubt that did it. Now, if you have a belief and things work out, it's your belief that did it. And it doesn't take more than one belief to make something come true for that person. And now, I believe it's going to rain today. So, for me, it rains. And it's a long rain, a short rain, but it rains. And it's all a matter of my thought. Now, life can be wonderful. Life can be really a grand and a beautiful adventure, but it means taking charge of our thoughts every single moment of the day. Every single moment of our life, we take charge of our thoughts, and we are always on top of it. Never once doubting our thoughts. Changing our thoughts, perhaps, but never doubting them. For if we doubt them, they cannot achieve what we want. If we take charge of them, our thoughts bring forth whatever desire we have in our heart. Now remember that, and I'm remembering that, and I'm practicing that. And I think it's a lot of fun, right? Oh, you bet your life. I like me. I like me. I like me.